This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Robin Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Robin Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll find themselves your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, you'll feel. Every weekend, you better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Robin Akiva need a podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Robin Akiva need a podcast, non-canonical episode here this week as we are talking about season 3, episode 7 of a current show, Too Hot to Handle. And now, here's a man who many say, too hot to be handling. Here he is, it's Uncle Kiwi. Akiva, how are you?
First of all, is this the first current show we've ever done? I'm very excited to be here.
Well, I mean, last week we just talked about the premiere of How I Met Your Father,
which is
the first ever real-time season 3 episode 7. Is this a first? I'm trying to think. It might be.
It's season 3. Should they have switched the name to Three Hot, Three Handle?
So I think I said that to Kirsten at one point.
I should have listened to your episode, so I didn't redo the jokes.
No. I think in the practice or in the lead up to talking about Too Hot to Handle, we were going to talk about that, and I was told never make that joke again. Never say Three Hot, Three Handle.
Kirsten hates, like, dad jokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More than
anybody. No. We recall the dad joke off. So let's bring in the host of the Hot Dummies on Islands podcast feed, who is going to be talking about season 3, episode 7 with us on her podcast in just a couple of minutes. It's Kirsten McInnes.
Hello. First of all, I did not tell you to never make that joke again. I believe you said Three Hot, Three Handle, and I responded Tokyo Drift. So how dare you?
Somebody told me I was never allowed to say that ever.
And second of all, I'm pretty sure, I guess it was probably when season three. I think season 3 of Riverdale was still airing when we covered Riverdale season 3, episode 7. So,
but it did not just air.
It was a current,
you know,
show.
It wasn't like on that
week. Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
It wasn't the week of. You would never respect me that much. Mm-hmm. But it's fine.
Yeah.
Hello. Hi.
Kirsten, how are you? I'm so excited for what we're about to do here today.
I am good. I am very excited for this, but also very scared. Basically, as the RHAP community was binging Too Hot to Handle, I started getting tweets about season 3, episode 7. Sasha DM'd me and said she would pray for me. People were very excited to hear Akiva's thoughts on this show, on this episode, and I just have to put on a brave face.
Yeah. So we are a little bit limited in podcasting time with Uncle Kiwi this week. So what we are trying to do here is maximize our availability of being together here with each other and the listeners. So what we're going to be doing here is recording the season 3, episode 7 recap of Too Hot to Handle. And in just a couple of moments, we will turn it over to Kirsten to record that podcast. This is the turducken of RNAP episodes. Akiva?
More like the curducken, baby.
So
no one ever listens to me when I say not to make jokes again anyways.
You will hear the recording of said podcast of season 3, episode 7 of Too Hot to Handle. And we'll give you a little explanation of what that is if you, for the uninitiated. And then we will have our Renat mailbag here this week. The season 3, episode 7 portion of Too Hot to Handle recap will be available to be heard as part of Kirsten McInnes' coverage of Too Hot to Handle in the brand new Hot Dummies on Islands podcast feed. Subscribe for more Too Hot to Handle coverage at robinswebsite.com/hotdummies. Akiva, yeah. Did you know anything about the show Too Hot to Handle?
I didn't. I think there's like a lot of Netflix dating shows, and I didn't exactly know which one I was getting into.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I love the Hot Dummies branding, getting your own podcast feed, Kirsten. Really, just a mastermind in brand strategy and very well-deserved after years of slogging through all this garbage. And like just, you know, garbage. Like demeaning your soul just, you know, for everyone's amusement.
Yeah, it is good marketing, but now like this is my brand forever and I can't
stuck,
escape
you're
it.
Stuck.
So
you're
like
stuck
this,
here.
This is a problem probably.
Here's the problem with Too Hot to Handle. It doesn't explain the show at all. So I thought it was something completely different. Okay, so like the show is, for people who don't know, it's like they put a lot of hot dummies on an island as the podcast feed explains, but then they're not allowed to hook up, right? So that's like
right.
The basic premise.
And if they do, what happens, Akiva?
Well, they're given like a decent amount of money. It seems like not that much when you split it a million ways, right? Unless it's per person.
Mm-hmm.
Is it per person? Or
no,
is it
you think they have $200,000 per person?
Netflix gives garbage stand-up.
Yeah.
Netflix gives like Dave Chappelle like $25 million for one stand-up special. Can't give this show, which has like as many viewers, probably like $2 million. Forget it. Anyway, so they're splitting like the amount of money that like a first boot on Survivor gets if they get very lucky, and then
or if they don't.
Yeah, that's true. And so basically, it starts at 200,000. I think when this episode starts, we're already in double figs, divided by 11. I don't know if there's like voting out at all, but it looks like. There's an odd number of people. That's a little concerning right now. We don't get into that this episode.
Kirsten, correct me if I'm wrong, but in the second season, they actually gave all the money to one person.
That's correct. Yes. So season one, the money was split, I believe, between 8 people. And when Chloe went on to the circle, she was like, yeah, we got like $10 when it was all said and done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then last season, they did the last minute jury vote and gave the money to Marvin, who was not a good guy, did not learn his lesson, and I think is still, you know, back doing his filth at home in France. So. We'll see what happens with season 3.
Can I make an embarrassing admission also?
Sure.
Please do.
I started watching the episode. I'm on Netflix and I see like all these Brits in the cast. I'm like, am I accidentally watching Too Hot to Handle UK? Is that a show? I'm like, because a lot of times like these American shows, the MTV's The Challenge really broke ground in like, let's cast British people. But before that, you would never really see people with British accents. Like, a Survivor had one. I guess it was Australian, right? Like, mm-hmm. It's like there was never, you never really saw British people on reality TV. And so I thought, like, I feel like it was majority Brits here. And I'm like, maybe this is Love Island.
It's international, Akiva. It's like the sex O word, okay? The other O word.
Mm hmm. But
Rob has previously called it the United Nations of horniness.
So there's people from all over.
I think that they can conquer any sort of like a global strife.
I got nervous for a second because I do think there was like a Love Island, maybe a different language, Love Island or something. There was something else in the search bar.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is.
Not Love Island. What's the name of the show?
See, Too Hot to Handle.
It shouldn't be called Too Hot to Handle.
What should it be called? Like the Bad Touch? Like what else are they going to call it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
sounds
right?
We only have so much time together tonight. Let's get into the recording of the actual podcast. So I just wanted to do all of this setup here so that people didn't
turn
on.
Oh, that was a lot of amble and preamble.
A lot of fruit play going on. So going back to that, when you turn on Renap this week, I thought it would be a little weird if like Kirsten is like opening up the Hot Dummies on Islands podcast. So that's the setup here.
But surprise, Mother Rogers, just like, a I'm little bit like, over.
Yeah, Kristen, this is not unlike the people that went on to Too Hot to Handle. They thought they were getting one thing. Surprise, you're in a Hot Dummies on Islands podcast. Like, no!
Oh, I can't wait to hear how the Reddit feels about this.
Well, tough. Look, that's what it is. And it was my idea. And this is how we're doing it, okay? And we're going to have a good time. Wait until you hear what they did on Too Hot to Handle, season 3, episode 7.
You can't even, if we gave you 100 guesses, you wouldn't guess.
You're not going to believe it. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
And Rob and I are not going to be able to say it, so Kirsten's going to have to explain.
Okay? All right. So that's all the preamble. And again, if the season 3, episode 7 of this show is not for you, we'll put the notes in the notes when you can listen to the mailbag. Okay? And then we'll tell you how it went, and it'll be your loss. Okay? All right, Kirsten.
So I'm just hosting it for the Hot Dummies feed, right?
That's yeah, what yeah. So let me God. See that I was trying to pull up the reality TV wrap ups music, but I don't know if I'm going to have it in the next 15 seconds or so. But I can mouth trumpet it for you.
Oh please, please okay. do. Oh All my right. goodness, yes.
All right, here we go. And then you just bring it in. And then in post, we'll put the real music in, okay?
Oh, okay,
this is perfect. This is a Renap exclusive only, okay?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hot Dummies on Islands feed.
Kirsten, you can't break. You can't break there.
All right. Okay. Okay. I'm trying again. Don't do that again. I can't. Okay. I can't take it. Okay.
Okay.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hot Dummies on Islands feed. Today, we are talking about season 3, episode 7 of Too Hot to Handle, aptly titled Yoni Live Once. And hopefully, we only have to do this one once. I'm your host, Kirsten McKinnis, joined by two very special guests for this very special episode of the Hot Dummies on Islands Recap. First of all, we've got the amazing, the incredible, the podfather, Rob Sestrino is here. Rob, how are you?
Oh, so excited. So very, very excited to be here for this episode. What a dream panel to talk about Yoni Live Once. You know, I used to have a Yonana machine.
Yeah, you were obsessed with the Yonana machine. Thankfully, they are not related whatsoever. But as I said last week, Rob, people have said the one thing missing from our Hot Dummies dialogue is Akiva Winokur's opinion. So we brought him in. Akiva, how are you?
The hottest dummy in town.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe this town. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Look, we're doing it.
We're here. It's happening. So,
Kirsten, can I say thank you for granting my wish here when we were talking about you doing season 3 coverage of Too Hot to Handle. I said my one request is that you have myself and Akiva as your guests for season 3, episode 7. And boy, did Lana and the Too Hot to Handle gods deliver.
Yes, thank God that it was this episode. This is a good one. And, you know, I like to grant wishes, you know, so I'm granting your wish here. And hopefully one day when there's like some sort of podcast that I just have to be on at the last minute, I can text you and say, Rob, remember that time we talked about Too Hot to Handle with Akiva? And
Done.
You'll be like, okay, you're in.
Yeah.
That's my goal anyways.
Money in the bank, pass granted.
Amazing. Incredible. Okay. So I feel like the best way to start this off is first, I'd love to get Keeve's overall impression of what he just watched.
Okay. So again, I came in, I had heard of the show, but I didn't know that this what the show was. I thought this was maybe like Teams or I didn't really know what the show is. I'd never seen it before.
How would the Teams work on Too Hot to Handle?
So like, kind of
I think
teams.
It's just like people fighting. I thought it's like more like Are You the One or something, like people just fighting. You know, like a lot of thruples, like love triangles, not thruples, like people mm-hmm. fighting over loved ones. And just like a lot of hot people in increasingly smaller bikini bottoms getting just like arguing with each other. And, you know, I didn't know if there was a plot other than that. But now, apparently there is a plot.
I would love to ask. So, sorry, you were envisioning that as the show progresses, the bikini bottoms would get smaller. Is that
no? I mean,
correct?
By season, probably. That just seems to be what's happening. But no, I think But I didn't think that was the major plot point of the show. I thought that I don't know. But apparently it's just that they're not allowed to touch each other. And every time they touch, are there rules? Is there somewhere I could go? Like, is it like $2,500 a kiss, $1,000 for a hug? If they're in bed, it's like $10,000. Or is it very arbitrary how much money they lose from the pot?
There is a set amount that everything costs. However, this season, a couple episodes in, people were breaking the rules too much. So they doubled the prices of everything. Oh. So typically one kiss would be $3,000. However, mm-hmm. it is $6,000 this season. Jeez. Because there were so many kisses.
Inflation.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely, yes.
Like, how much does coitus cost on the show?
I believe.
And then I want to hear if you think it's a good deal, Akiva.
I believe it is $20,000 normally, so it would have been $40,000 this season.
Oh my god! But it hasn't happened yet, I guess, or else we'd be out of money already.
It has not. However, one couple, Nathan and Holly, did kiss 5 times in one night and lose $30,000 mm-hmm. for the group. So if they just slept together, it would have only been $10,000 more.
Yes. It was just terrible math by those two. They must feel so stupid.
They're the stupidest people in the world. My sister has actually now watched Too Hot to Handle with her husband. I don't know why, but they watched it and she texted me asking, like, why would they do this? And I was like, they're the dumbest people alive. Like, maybe they love kissing. Explain why.
Mm-hmm. You know, my dream for Too Hot to Handle season 4, I would like to see happen to at the ceremonies is I'd like to have them also, in addition to everything like Too Hot to Handle is happening normally. And then I'd like to see them also like bring in like a panel of people who are in sort of like dire economic straits. Okay. So then you have this, like, it's like Lana is like, you just lost $56,000. Uh-huh. And then there's like a person who it's like, I have $300,000 of student loan. Why? Mm-hmm. Like, well, do you understand? Do you have any idea on the meaning mm-hmm. of money? Why would you do this? Right. And then they just get like berated by people who are in like really tough, like economic situations. I think it would help like really bring like gravity to what they're doing.
That is honestly a great idea. Can I punch something up also?
Please do.
So they do this thing where like the omniscient Alexa, what's it called again? Lana?
Her name is Lana.
Lana. And do we know who Lana is?
No, it's not a famous person.
It's not a famous person. And then who's the narrator?
I believe Desiree Birch.
Okay. So they come like they all sit around Alexa called Lana, and Lana tells them like, hey, this week you lost like $42,000. They're missing something really obvious, which is they should be showing the whole group the infraction so they could all react off of it. That seems like an obvious punch up. No, like, hey, like, here's what happened this week. And then it like, you know,
who's that for? I mean, we see it at home.
Yeah, but it's for the other couples that they could get mad at them. Like, oh, what are you guys doing? That's like an obvious have them react to what happened thing.
I mean, I think that when Lana said that at 4:42 a.m., a bleep rubbed a bleep intimately, I think that was the same energy.
Yeah, a bleep, mm-hmm. a bleep rubbed a bleep intimately.
Why wouldn't she say their? It was just names they were bleeping, right?
No, it was body parts, Akiva.
Oh, okay.
Do you think that
was like?
Do you think that Lana used obscenities?
I didn't understand why it was like, you know, Alan, like rubbed Samantha.
Who's Alan?
I don't know. Just like random people's names. And like, I didn't realize because he was on the first season. Like we already understand like what they're saying. They said intimately. I didn't realize. So bleeps can't rub bleeps. Okay.
Yeah. It was a bleep rubbed a bleep.
There's no menu. There should be a menu somewhere where everything costs. I don't know why there is.
So based on that infraction, it looks like normally hand stuff would be $5,000, but it was $10,000 this season because mm-hmm. it's doubled. We've gone over the math every season. We try to figure it out. They don't really tell us. They don't tell us how it works, how they win. They want us to go in as blind as the dummies cast on the show so we can experience it with them and go on an adventure.
Can I ask Akiva one more question? Akiva, when you mm-hmm. watch the show, do you root for them to break the rules or you root for them to...
Well, it's sort of an inherent flaw in the show in that, like, their actions should be doing nothing all day, basically. They should just be having pleasant conversations. And then at the end of the season, which is, like, abysmal because nothing happened, everyone can go home with, you know, their split of $50,000 or whatever.
But like, you personally, what are you rooting for when you watch this episode?
Well, I'm not rooting for like these like PG-13 grainy footage hookups. Like I want everyone to
you want them to win the money. I want them to lose all the money.
Yeah, I think zero would be funny. I don't know if there's ever been a season where they just all went home with nothing. You said one time one person went home with everything.
Yeah, no, they've never gone to zero. And normally each season they get some sort of opportunity for one of the couples to go into the private suite. And if they don't hook up that night, then they will earn back all like a bunch of money that's been lost.
So that show should be called Temptation Island.
That's already a show.
I know, but that's really what they're doing. They're tempting them on an island.
On Temptation Island, there's the temptation is other hot people to get you to cheat on your partner.
Mm. Well, that's also here. That is part of this show too.
Well, no, but like it'll be like married couples will go on Temptation Island.
Oh, okay.
And then get tempted to cheat. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
You know what? If there was somebody who was smart and thirsty enough on this show, what they should do is on the first night say, look, everybody here, we're all just going to do whatever we want. Let's call their bluff. They're not going to have a show with $0 by tomorrow. Let's go. They'll put more money in the pot. Trust me.
So everyone should just go wild on night one. And they have no show.
$0. And listen, they'll figure out a way to put more money in the pot.
Can you be kicked off the show for like too much smooching or whatever?
No, they only kick you off for being boring.
Really?
Yeah, two people got kicked off because they weren't engaging with the workshops and also weren't hooking up.
You can break all the rules. Yeah. Like, every season.
Like, Nathan and Holly have lost over $100,000 for the group and they are still on the show. Yeah.
Why can't you vote someone out? There should be a vote off option like three episodes in. Do you want to vote off a couple?
Why?
It's for entertainment, not for their person. Like, I don't care about their personal development.
The producers vote off any boring people that don't want to play ball.
Do they ever bring people in the middle of the season?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
They do, yes. And the Obi and Olga were brought in late, and Jackson, Brianna, and I still can't really say his name properly. Like Harry?
Harry's a hard name to say.
No,
there's Harry.
There's and Harry.
Then there's, like Harry. Who's, like from terrible. South Africa, and it's with a G, and it's pronounced like it's not Harry, but it's like kind of Harry.
Can I ask you a question? Harry. The guy with like a lot of tattoos and like looks like he probably has never showered before in his life.
The Wish Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah. You don't like that guy, right, Kirsten?
No, he's the worst.
Okay, good. I was just nervous. I could be friends.
Oh my God. You think that's my type?
No, I don't think that's your type, but I got nervous that like, I don't know. A lot of women like Pete Davidson and men don't understand. I just wanted to make sure.
Pete Davidson is like, sometimes people like to do home improvement projects to like make a nicer home for themselves.
Sure.
Pete Davidson is the human version of a home improvement project for women. You know, like he looks like he's a little anemic. You want to give him a nice meal, wrap him in a warm blanket. And Ariana Grande said that he's packing. So that's also part of it.
But this guy,
BDE Akiva.
But yeah, this guy to me, like it's a deal breaker as a human being. If you're into that guy, I feel like.
Steven?
Did you notice Stev's tattoo, Akiva?
What does it say? I didn't notice.
It's across his collarbone, and it says, "It comes sooner than you think."
Mm-hmm. It's very profound.
Okay, so I feel like we should talk about this episode. Yes. We are on a time crunch. Sorry for that. But please, Akiva, at any time, if a question pops up, we encourage that. That's what this is all about. Okay. This is a great episode for anyone who's it's their first time with Hot Dummies on Islands. So at the end of the last episode, we determined that Izzy and Jackson would go on a date and Brianna and Nathan would go on a date. I think that Georgia and Harry, South Africa Harry, I guess I'll just call him, were going to go on a date, but they broke the rules. So he went to bed with no dinner, no date for him.
Mm-hmm. This was called, the producer said, we don't have anybody for Steven. So, all right, maybe Georgia will go back with Steven if we...
Are there more guys than or women right now?
Yeah, I think there's more guys.
As of right now, there are more men, yes, because they sent in two men and one woman together. So this is the thing with this show as well, is like on some of the Hot Dummy shows, if you get asked on a date, you can say no. On some of the shows, if you get asked on a date, you have to go. We don't 100% know about Too Hot to Handle, but I'm assuming that if you get asked, you have to go, especially if you are Nathan in this situation. Because this is where the drama comes from.
Well, you know, get kicked off the island at a certain point if you're just saying no to dates and stuff.
Well, like you would... Holly would like Nathan to say no because she wants him to be faithful to her, of course.
Have they been dating since the first episode? It seems like they're an old married couple as the show's presenting in episode 7.
Yeah, they got together fast and they have hooked up more than anybody.
Nathan has a lot of sexual energy, Akiva.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the wrong
show
to be.
He's ready to go. He's ready to go.
He's an international playboy.
Mm-hmm.
Where is he from?
South Africa.
Yes.
And where's Holly from?
America.
Can you be more specific?
Oh my God. Okay.
Who cares?
Let me open my notes.
It's just a funny Canadian thing to say someone's from America. It's like a big place.
Oh, but it's fine to just say, oh, someone's from South Africa and not specify a city.
I mean, I would like to know if he's from Joburg or whatever, but I didn't get any information.
Joburg.
It's what the people in the know call it.
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
Holly is from Colorado. They call her Hurricane Holly, Akiva.
Mm.
She oozes sexuality when she talks, according to Holly.
Yeah, with every word she says.
And Nathan is from Cape Town.
Okay, that's another big city in South Africa. Yeah, so this is not the show you really want to ooze sexuality on.
Well, like, when you're going in, you think it is. And then the rug is pulled out from under you, and you find out that that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
So the dates in this episode are just literally like sitting on the ground drinking, which is a very standard like Love Island type date. Izzy and Jackson just like are vibing. I felt like their date was kind of boring, but they make out on their date. They break the rules.
Well, there was some good dunking on Olga, who in the last episode was talking too much. Kirsten, I like Olga is spying on them.
Yes, Olga and Obi spy because they are both interested in respectively Jackson and Izzy, and they are upset that the two look happy. They hate coming in second place. I feel like Olga and Obi could have created a connection there, but didn't Olga already tell Obi she thinks of him as a friend?
Yeah. Everybody has friend zoned Obi. I mean, they talk about Obi like he is like of Kevin Hart's stature.
Yeah, he's 5'7" is what we've determined. Mm-hmm. So for the people on this show, that is a complete deal breaker.
Yeah, it's a non-starter. Yeah,
I feel like when you're as hot as Obi, you should be able to overcome that. But I guess on this show, pretty much everyone is super hot.
Is 5'7" a bad height?
5'7" is my height. Mm-hmm. So.
I'm mine too. So, all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I feel like I've met you and you were not 5'7", but okay. I'm like
5'6¾". You are taller than me. You are different.
Okay.
I thought you were 5'8" though.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm 5'7", like on the dot. Mm-hmm. So you might be 5'6". I'm really sorry to break.
I mean,
it
I'm 5'6" and something. It's just how many, you know. You got to round up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would have thought you were rounding up from 5'5", but it's
oh,
fine.
No. That's
come on, Kirsten, come on, please.
But there is a famous tweet that says that all men know how to do is lie and be 5'7". So Obi fits right into that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to get with Obi. Stayed together from the show? Like, has anybody ever, any relationships lasted?
After season one couple, Harry and Francesca, was together for like a little while, but it was almost certainly just for clout and they got matching tattoos. Then they broke up. And then, I don't know. I think both of them are famous on TikTok now. I have no clue.
Is this a show you can get famous on? It's on Netflix. It seems somewhat popular. Can you get like a few 100,000 followers if you go on the show?
I think most people coming in already have like 50,000 followers. I don't know if they see like a ton of.
Oh, so they're already casting sort of like Instagram hotties, that type of thing.
That's where they get these people from.
Every single person on this show is listed as a model. All basically.
Right. Well, let's do a quick look. Olga, Too Hot to Handle Instagram. Let's see.
Kristen, would you go on the show if asked?
No.
No.
First of all, no. Second of all, I've embarrassed myself enough on television to last a lifetime. I don't need that in my life. And third of all, like, I'm high on my own supply, but like, I'm not, you have to be plastic surgery hot to get on these shows. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not meeting the threshold.
Akiva, how many followers? Now, Olga, she was not one of the core 10. She came in after the fact. She was in the first round of grenades.
Can I make a prediction?
Yeah. What?
Olga's got to be the hottest Olga in the whole world, right?
On the all-time hot Olga rankings?
She's got to be. I mean, I'm sure back in the day, there were a lot of hot Olgas.
Like, we looked. I think the average age for people named Olga is like 39 right now. Mm-hmm. So like, there's probably some other hot Olgas. Yeah, I feel like they're all probably what, from like Scandinavian countries. They're probably all
super
hot.
Yeah, I guess
hot.
There. Mm-hmm. I think there was like Fanny was the oldest name in the world, but then they all died. So then Bertha became the oldest name in the world.
Wow.
Olga's not up there.
Okay. Carson, you have a guess on the Instagram followers for Olga?
I'll say 33,000.
Higher, 79,000.
Damn.
So she's right. You know, that's not nothing.
How many followers do you think Jackson has?
Jackson, the rugby guy. I feel like the guys, they tend to not have as many. I'll say that he has 40K.
No, Jackson's not the rugby guy. Jackson's the one whose mom is a politician in London. Okay. Does that change your guess?
To me, they're all rugby guys. I know who he is. Yeah.
You're either American or you're a rugby guy.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he's got 51,200.
Okay. Right there.
So
that was close enough.
He's doing okay. I guess
this was espionage. I'm right there.
We call it Number Wang.
Number
in this
Wang.
House.
Yeah. That's what they should have called this show.
We're gonna punch
maybe like
the
dollar Wang.
Dollar Wang.
Well, I guess is it only dollars because they're international people? So is it a different currency? Because then it'd be like
crypto, maybe Bitcoin.
You can't call it like pound Wang. That's not right. Mm. I don't know. It's tough. I think the bad touch was like a great suggestion, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. What about can't touch this as a name? And they do. Then they have the theme song.
I like that. Yeah. Well, that came up earlier this season where they were whispering in bed, you can touch this. And then they said, no, we said you can't touch this.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I think the word was me, not this, but yeah okay. That did happen. That did happen. I also can't imagine, like, another reason on the list of many, many reasons why I would never consider going on this or any of the Hot Dummies on Island shows. Sleeping in a room with all those people and half of them like can't stop themselves from hooking up also sounds like my worst nightmare.
Yeah, there's a lot of giggling that goes on at nighttime.
Too many adults for one room.
Mm-hmm. I talk in my sleep. That would be embarrassing. Like,
mm-hmm.
Ugh, yeah, brutal.
On You Can't Touch This, then could they call when they do get to hook up Hammer Time, Akiva?
Yeah, I mean, if you want a woman to never look at you again, you could try it.
Well, the show is calling it hope I can go to Hammer Time.
Mm-hmm. That's what they call the private suite.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Huh.
You get like 20 minutes of Hammer Time if you're.
That's your wristband turns green, I guess. Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate that so much.
Is everyone in one room? Because it seems like there's 11 people, but there's like 6 people in the room. I don't know.
But there's
I
guess like 6 beds.
Everyone's in one room. Yeah, they all just share beds with each other. And it does seem like there's less people on the show than there are because the editors have decided to just not show us irrelevant people. And mm-hmm. I am so mm-hmm. grateful to them for that.
Yeah, that's a survivor trick. Just pretend people aren't there.
Like, they are only showing us Patrick when he's being so dumb, right? And thank God for that. So, the Izzy Jackson date, not that exciting, but mm-hmm. Nathan and Brianna go on their date and they're like getting ready and Brianna looks super cute in her little matching set. And Nathan tells Holly, don't worry, he's going to be a gentleman, which do you think that's a reassuring thing to say? Cause I don't.
Yeah. He's sort of like, don't worry. I'm just going to be like a gentleman. She's like, well, you don't have to, like, you could just like not go. He's like, well, you know, I must fulfill my obligation. I have to go and
gonna make TV.
Yeah.
He says, well, I can't say no. Can I? Mm-hmm. Which we don't know. Maybe he could. We don't have the full rule book as we've said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There should be feeds on this show. I guess not really. Cause not much is happening.
This filmed like a year ago, Akiva.
Oh really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want live feeds for this show though?
No, I'm not a pervert.
A pervert on what? There's nothing going on here.
Yeah, but it might. Know. Good.
I feel like anyone watching the live feeds for Too Hot to Handle is like, oh, I'm watching for a rule break. Like someone tweets, rule break, hashtag Too Hot to Handle. And then everyone rushes to their computer to be like, oh my God, what's happening?
Yeah.
That if you told a normie, aka someone who's not in our like little reality TV universe, that you watch the Big Brother live feeds, they would also think you're a pervert. You know?
Yeah. And I have heard that before. Mm-hmm. I think that was said on the Survivor B&B this year by one of their wonderful guests, actually. I think he just went on talking about how Big Brother fans, not even live feed watchers, just Big Brother fans are perverts, not knowing who he was talking to in Mike and Liana. That should have been in the top moments of 2021, Rob. Damn. Okay, so...
But they didn't react to it in the real time. It was like the funniest moments were like the reaction of every person listening to it. Not necessarily.
Well, and then like the following week when Mike and Liana get to break down, like, wow, that was so like awkward and uncomfortable and weird.
Yeah, it was the host that was my brother and me.
Yes. And you know what? He's probably not like completely wrong, but like he's a little wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we get them on their date. Yeah. During their date, we also see like some gossip about how it seems like Nathan is really into Brianna. And it's like, yeah, Nathan likes hot women. We know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Breaking news. Mm-hmm. Put it on the bottom line. Scroll
it's
down.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Can I make a prediction?
Please. Okay.
I think Nathan and Brianna live happily ever after.
Oh, not even Nathan and Holly?
No,
Nathan and Brianna?
Nathan and Holly. Sorry. Okay. Nathan and Holly.
All right. That's different.
I think Nathan and Holly like grow old together with many children.
No way.
Okay, I think that's crazy.
You're being
they're meant to be.
Yeah. You're joking. You're joking.
There's a scene, by the way, in this episode where they spend like 15 minutes. Like one of the main things of the episode is like they're building up the fight between Holly and Brianna. Am I getting the names right?
Yes.
And then truly nothing happens. Like they imply that Brianna takes 4 hours to get ready for bed. 2 hours.
She says she takes 4 hours. Yeah, but
She takes 4 hours to like get ready in the morning and they sort of like splice stuff together.
I think that there is a good chance that she spends 4 hours to get ready in the morning on Too Hot to Handle and 4 hours getting ready for bed on Too Hot to Handle.
They do not have much time for anything.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, that's like 32% of your day getting ready and getting unready.
It seems like people barely have time to shower in the real world. Like,
you know what? I would push back on that, Akiva. I think people have time to shower.
I'm a busy guy. I think, how do you have time for that? 8 hours a day or even 4 hours a day of getting ready?
Well, I mean, in the real world, I think it's like if you don't have anything else to do, like if looking hot is your full-time job, you have time for that, right?
I guess I wouldn't know about that. Do you think any of these people have ever had like any semblance of a 9-to-5?
No.
Any one person on the show?
No, and I'm so jealous of all of them for that. Working a 9-to-5 sucks. Mm-hmm. No, but I want to circle back. So, Akiva, are you saying that people don't have time to shower in the real world?
No, I'm just saying like you write your schedule in your head for the day. Like, right. I don't know how you would pencil in 4 hours to get ready. It seems like how much time could you possibly have?
How long does it take you to get ready, Akiva?
I can be ready in 90 seconds if I need to.
Okay, but how about including a shower, Akiva? How long does it take you to get ready?
Well, I famously, when I'm here, I shower like day and night because this is like my only bed. I'm not like doing, I don't want to get into bed dirty. I want to like, so I'm showering morning and night when I'm in a hotel here on the road. But other than that, like, what am
what's
I doing?
What's the time frame? How long does it take me to shower?
What's the question?
No, to get ready.
Other than that, I lay out my clothes the night before. Like, literally, I could be out the door in 3 minutes. Okay. I got my clothes laid out because I don't want to make decisions in the morning, you know?
Okay. You know what?
This is like productive corporate Kiev. Like, normally in the real world, like, I haven't been dressed in 2 years. Like, I haven't, put on my fancy sweatpants to go outside.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Can we go back to the date between Brianna and Nathan?
Yes, we can.
Yes. It was the very sexy chocolate fruit. What, is it fondue if it's chocolate?
Yes, it's chocolate fondue, yes.
Yes.
The better kind of fondue, chocolate fondue. And yeah, they are just chatting, getting to know each other. And no, they're not getting to know each other, actually. I take it back. They're talking about Brianna's ass. But, yeah. That is what they're doing.
Yeah. Mm. Now, Akiva, you would not think that this was a sexy date, right?
No, I don't like chocolate, first
yeah.
of all.
Yes.
And I was like, why are we George Costanza? Why are we incorporating food into like any
sort? Wait, you don't even like chocolate fondue?
It's fruit play.
Yeah. I wish Rob would never say that again, Kirsten.
Listen, you can't tell Rob what he can and can't say.
Yeah, I planned this joke hours ago.
It's true.
Yeah,
he wrote the joke.
Yeah, did you not get the Google Doc from Rob? It has. Mm-mm. It's about 7 pages long of all of the bits, the pre-planned material, what we're going to do today.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, I do not, to answer your question, I do not like chocolate fondue. I don't like any, the only chocolate I'll eat is like maybe a candy bar, but I don't really eat chocolate other than that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like the biggest chocolate person, but that's still disappointing for me to hear. Like,
No, the idea of fondue is repulsive to me.
You'd think raining fondue,
you don't like.
Fondue, you'd think on the list of things that COVID killed, but then most of the things we thought COVID was going to kill.
It's more like a fondant these days.
That wasn't exactly. even in the script. He just came up with that one.
Wow, off the dome. Fondant. So this date, they're just like feeding each other chocolate-covered strawberries. And Nathan tells Brianna that his head has been turned... His head is turning a little bit towards her, away from Holly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That he says, I feel like I kind of have all my eggs in one basket. She's like, yeah, but... you shouldn't do that. And he's like, oh yeah, you're right about that. Shouldn't put all my eggs in one
Imagine
basket.
Imagine telling your wife, like, I just have all my eggs in one basket.
Well, for the record, Nathan and Holly have known each other like 4 days. Like, yeah. It's
how long does the show last? Do we know?
I think they film, between 7 to 10 days.
But
he
doesn't tell that to his wife. That would be like that he tells it to his mistress. I'm like, well, I don't have all my eggs in one basket.
It's like you tell your mistress that you're going to leave your wife. But guess what? You're never going to leave your wife.
That's what happens this episode. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's telling the camera, I'm really interested in her. But then in real life, he's showing almost no.
Yeah. And so while they're on this date, the far more interesting part of this episode to me is how angry Holly is for the majority of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She is furious. If Nathan comes back and says he wants to get to know Brianna, she is out. You cannot make her look like an idiot. And her heart and emotions are in his hand. Like, she's fuming.
She's not going to be part of a love triangle.
She won't do it.
Yeah.
And then this is where, so Holly and Nathan have their post-date conversation, which is, again, a staple in these Hot Dummy shows.
Yeah.
And Nathan in confessional is like, I'm going to tell her exactly what happened and how it happened. I'm just going to be super honest. And then proceeds to lie.
That she was really putting it on me. I have to say that she was really working it, Holly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like how first he's like, oh yeah, we had red wine, we had chocolates, and Holly's like, okay, get to the point. Is your head turned? What's happening?
Is the head turn a specific like term for this show? What they kept saying it.
Head turn, I think, is more of a UK type thing. Like, people say it a lot on Love Island UK of like, you could be with someone but your head gets turned by someone else. When someone new comes in, it's a common thing there.
Yeah.
But yeah, he fully throws Brianna under the bus, which I think is an extremely bold move considering Brianna is here and can tell the truth to Holly. And also, it's all been filmed. Like, this is why I think Akiva is high if he thinks that Nathan and Holly are going to end up happy together.
He's only watched one episode of the show.
But they make it seem like this is like, they're almost like, they've been together for at least months.
No.
Yeah, but like,
reality's been about 4 days, it sounds.
She's going to see this and be like, oh, he lied. Like, even if they still were together now a year later, which I'm not sure if
that happened on reality TV, like they watch and they're like, oh, now I'm breaking up with you from what you said on the show.
They do reunion shows sometimes on reality TV. And on Netflix, they've done like, I think was it the first one? Did they have like, was it David Spade or Joel McHale that was like catching up with all the Too Hot to Handle people?
Well, David Spade probably did the Tiger King one.
Okay. I think David Spade did this one, right?
I wouldn't let David Spade near any of these women.
I refused to watch it. I saw that there was a reunion and I said, I don't need to perceive that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's unnecessary.
Yeah. Holly says that Nathan is an honest man and was loyal, but Brianna, that I can't even with her.
She's feeling disrespected by Brianna. She is not that girl to get disrespected.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I, like, my notes turn into just, oh my God, oh my God, like, what is happening? OMG.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really just a lot of Holly talking about how she feels disrespected, winding herself up. She is ready to go. She's waiting in a spinny chair for Brianna. She's waiting in bed for Brianna. But Brianna's just peacefully getting ready for 4 hours.
Akiva, could you imagine your wife getting ready to fight another woman over you?
So in this situation, they're both fighting, like, whoever loses the fight has to keep me, I think. sounds like something that's probably happened before.
Oh, no. I feel like it was wild that Nathan lied, and that more so that he even kind of got away with it, but...
He totally got away with it.
Well, yeah, but, like, my heart can't take... that he fully got away with it and that there was no problem, you know?
It was the perfect crime, because then, like, we saw that later that Brianna's going to fall asleep, and then they got sort of, like, interrupted by then the women were about to have, like, girl talk, and then they had to go to the activity, and then when they brought it up after, it was like, well, saved by the yoni.
Yeah, I'm actually really mad at Lana for this, because we were gearing up for an iconic reality TV fight. We were about to have two women mad at each other, getting angry, and possibly the truth comes out and they rightfully turn their anger to Nathan, such as what happened with Izzy and Jazz at the start of the season with Truth/Robert, you know?
Yes.
Like, we could have had that.
Kirsten,
and they did not.
But that Truth was eliminated, and I didn't hear this touched on in the last episode. When Truth, aka Robert, got kicked off the show, he said that he was leaving before he got to show anybody his best asset. And I tuned into the podcast to hear that I didn't know what that was going to be.
What Truth's best asset is.
Yes.
I don't have an answer for that question. I think that he's probably been lied to several times.
Akiva, there was a man named Truth on this
Truth,
show.
Truth, okay.
And he bombed.
Really? He wasn't good?
His name was Robert, actually, but he goes by Truth because he's so honest. And then he instantly lied to two women, kissed them both, was trying to play both of them, and they figured it out, and both were like, well, we're both done with you. And then he had nothing to do and nothing to gain in the rest of the season. Yeah.
I can't believe I missed Truth.
You can go back.
Yeah, the episode.
Oh, I plan on it. I just wanted it for this podcast. Obviously, I'm going to stick with the rest of the season. I'm sure there's going to be, like, a lot of follow-ups on Nathan and Holly and stuff like that. So
sure.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But yeah, so the next morning, they just kind of, like, chat about the date. Nothing really happens. Holly is still annoyed and wants to have a conversation. But before they can, they have to get gathered by Lana to talk about the rule breaks that have happened the previous night.
Yeah. Okay.
It's serious stuff. Jackson in the confessional says that a couple of things may come to light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the new people, they don't care. They just come in, they're like, hey, look, I'm not, this isn't even my money.
Well, and, except Obi. Obi cares a lot about the money.
He has big plans. That
he thinks he could buy a condo, a car, start a business, pay off his debt.
In fairness, maybe it's a very tiny condo.
He lives in Toronto. The tiniest condo is going to cost more than the full price amount here. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I really liked how they instantly, I think it was Georgia, pointed straight at Holly and Nathan when they find out there's been a rule break. And they're like, no, it wasn't us this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is where there were two kisses, and at 4:42 a.m., a blank rubbed a blank intimately. The group loses $22,000 total.
A blank rubbed a blank intimately.
See, isn't that confusing if you're just watching the show for the first time?
Yeah, I really, I mean, I kind of was trying to do the Mad Lib in my head.
I'm assuming that the first blank is...
Is one of the blanks Yoni?
And then
why
second,
but why they bleep finger?
Probably the second blank.
The second blank, I think, is Yoni, I think.
A Yoni. Yeah. A blank rubbed a Yoni intimately.
I think they bleep it because they are trying to keep us in the dark as to how much each type of thing costs.
Yes. Okay. Fuzzy accounting.
Yeah. I don't think their books are probably clean here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think we could Freedom of Information Act them to see what's going on behind the scenes?
Yeah.
I'd like to find
really,
out.
Akiva, really, Akiva, what we need is Chester to start watching this show.
It's
so
true.
He could get like a whole spreadsheet of all of the different acts and then like how much bang for the buck did they get literally?
Right. Yeah. I'm just true. Like, I'm pretty sure it's $3,000 for a kiss. It is $6,000 for hand stuff. I think it is $10,000 for oral. I think it's $16,000 for, I think it costs more for a man to go down on a woman than a woman to go down on a man, which again is the patriarchy and wrong. And then sex is like $20,000.
I will say, blame Lana. It's her rules.
And is it the patriarchy? Or is it sounds like the women are getting a deal
to provide but not to receive.
So it costs more for the woman to receive than to give.
Doesn't seem like that makes a lot of sense.
I mean, I feel like you could argue it both ways of like it's like, well, that is a more serious, it's further along.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be. It should be equal. It should be that those two acts are equal to each other.
It's also it could be a time issue also.
My god.
Yeah, I could see an interpretation where that's more valuable. That is like a better thing than the other thing.
Yeah, I feel like it's, I don't know. I feel like it would only be considered a quote unquote better thing because they're being like, oh, well, 90% of these dudes don't do that. So we'll make it more expensive.
Listen,
you know?
If you look like tattoo guy, you don't have to.
I'm going to set a precedent here. Everyone has to. Okay. Stop
not
it.
That guy.
Unless both people in the couple are not interested, but like...
Mm-hmm. What's that two guy's name?
Steven.
So even his parents are dumb?
I think, Akiva, there's a good chance that most of these people's parents are dumb.
It's probably true.
I don't think you end up like this with like...
Yeah,
smartest parents in town.
Right. You'd have to have two dumb parents. Like if you have one smart parent, then that's going to like...
Yeah, my kids are fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the girls have they're going on a workshop because they need to promote sisterhood, and the goddesses need to recognize the goddesses in each other. Now, when I saw the title of this episode, I knew what was coming because they have done this workshop every season. They do this workshop in some form. So this is the episode where women talk to their genitals and somehow it makes them hate other women less.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense. Kirsten, can you remind us what other Yoni worship have they done in previous seasons of Too Hot to Handle?
The thing is, I feel like at one point they drew their Yoni.
Yeah, I think they drew a picture. They painted it. I think they painted it once.
Yeah, I think they maybe painted it. I think there's a good chance they like wrote down like mean words about it and then burned those mean words.
Yes, maybe they did like the opposite of what the guys did this season.
Yeah, I think they've done all of those. This one was the first time where they involved flower arranging in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because so first, everyone talks to their yonis. They all take off their bathing suit bottoms. They talk to their yonis. They say things such as they're sexy, that yeah. they will love their yoni forever, that their yoni is beautiful.
How is your day?
How is your day? They apologize to their yonis for yeah. calling them ugly in the past.
Mm-hmm.
They say they'll treat their yonis right.
Mm-hmm. I love you, Bish.
Yeah, that's a direct quote. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about how when they give pleasure and they do not receive it in return, that is disrespectful
disrespect.
To their yoni.
The disrespect.
And again, here's my direct quote in the notes. I mean, good for them, but how is this disrupting their conflicts? Like, I don't understand how this is supposed to solve the interpersonal problems between the women on Too Hot to Handle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it does seem like people get a lot out of this exercise every year when they do it.
It's a hit.
So, like, good for them. Happy for them. You know what? Maybe people with yonis should try it at home if you're listening to this podcast. Give it a try.
Why is this such a common feature on the show? Why can't they just, like, make a diorama or just, like, do something not related to their anatomy?
No, what would they make a diorama of?
Their feelings.
How do you make a diorama of feelings? Should we put that on the wheel?
I don't know. How do you draw a freaking painting of, like, a random body parts? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should absolutely put on the wheel Rob and Akiva make a diorama of their feelings.
Yeah. So it seems like that the exercise, it seems like that I'm sure there is some, you know, benefit of doing this solo, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. But I think that the group activity of sort of like opening up and discussing your feelings, it seems like that's where the bond comes from.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know. It's a strange workout. It's a strange group activity. That's all. I don't know.
Focused on the things that unite them as opposed to what's dividing them.
They do the yoni puja to worship the yoni, and mm-hmm. it solves all of their problems. While they're doing that, Patrick is leading the men in meditation, and I'm certain that he is coaching them on how to have an orgasm that lasts 45 minutes. I'm positive that's why they're doing that.
Akiva, Patrick.
You mean so they only have to spend it on one, you're saying?
Yes, make it count. Patrick says that he has done breath work, that he can have a 45-minute orgasm. Patrick.
Oh, so this wasn't like Kirsten coming up with this out of her hat.
No, she said that. He said that, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe
that was Truth's power and we never found it out.
Maybe.
I don't think that was Truth's
power.
This
is his best asset.
I think that Truth's best asset was lying, and we did in fact see it. Like, we know.
Right.
At the workshop, they also all do flower arranging to make a representation of their yoni, and some of them were more literal than others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of talking about what the color of flowers mean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I was hoping that they would have somebody that would be like really bad, and that they would like, I feel like that's like the reality TV trope of that, like a one person's thing is like a disaster and everybody yeah. goofs on it. But no, we did not have.
I felt like Bose was really bad and ugly. That
but they didn't
she
give them
made.
Like the big, like doofy music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they just everyone it was treated like this was like a spiritual experience for all of them, and that they all learned and grew together, right? So I don't know. It would have been nice to see them clowning on each other, but I guess that was against the spirit of the
yeah,
workshop.
Yeah, because it was all about honoring the yoni and girl power.
Yes, they need to have love and sensitivity and empowerment for the rest of the retreat together. And this is where Brianna and Holly finally squash their beef, and yeah. it literally is nothing. Brianna's like, yeah, I don't want it to seem like I'm stealing your man. And Holly's like, yeah, I just want to move past it. Brianna's like, y'all look really cute together anyways. And that's it. We spent half the episode amped up for a fight. No fight.
Yeah.
I mean, they really, that's what happens when you're only there for 10 days. The producers really got to squeeze the juice out of everything. Well, I don't know why they didn't like why didn't they encourage this fight? Because they were just probably in the next room over. Like, why didn't they somehow get them? Why did she wait for her to do 4 hours of makeup removal and and not just like bring them in the same room and have them have it out? That would have been like the moment of the season, I assume. I haven't seen the
Even if they had had the whole thing where they go to bed and it doesn't happen till the next morning, after Lana goes over the rule breaks, they should have had a break.
Yeah.
For Holly and Brianna to fight before they have the workshop where it gets then squashed.
Of course. Yeah. Terribly produced.
Like they have the fight, they get mad, then they have the workshop, they worship their yonis and they become closer as a result. And at the end, then they're like, you know what? Actually, this is Nathan's fault, not your fault. And we're growing as people. But I think because they need couples on this show and most people are not really vibing, they're like, no, we got to keep Holly and Nathan together because they're a couple.
Yeah, I think that maybe because and I heard this mentioned on the last podcast where because Holly and Nathan are like the A couple of the show, it's like we can't risk that our only real couple is going to get broken up here.
Hey, Beau and Harry are doing something.
No, they're nothing. Beau and Harry are nothing.
They're at least from the same country.
Yeah. I hate the way that Harry says Beau. He says like, Beau.
Unrelated, but can you just say the name Rogan in that same accent real quick? The challenge fans will love it.
Rogan.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's exactly Thank you. Right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Thank you.
Boo.
That is just how he talks. That's his accent. He's a tree surgeon. Okay. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. They have a goddess party tonight.
Mm-hmm. As one does.
Togas, golden white. Again, as the great Brian Scally said, it looks like they raided the Party City dumpster for this one again.
You know, I wonder what they did with the yoni arrangements after the exercise. I'm wondering, like, if I like brought one home and like put it on like the centerpiece on the dining room table, that would my wife know what was going on?
I don't think she would know what was going on, but I think she would be like, why did you bring this ugly flower arrangement instead of like a nice bouquet?
If this show has fans, why don't they auction those off?
Well, I think they've been long dead.
It was a year ago, so those are not...
But not even just this. Like when they make their paintings, when they eventually make the dioramas, like they should auction that stuff off. Mm-hmm. Like Survivor auctions off the everyone's... what's it called? The stick with the fire.
Yeah, they could do that and donate the money.
This English is not my first time.
They could do that and donate the money to Planned Parenthood. That would be a really good idea.
Yes, that's a good idea.
So at this party, Lana sits them down. It is time for them to get a review of their progress so far because some are showing growth and some are struggling. But this is where Lana starts to sound weird. She has detected a malfunction. She requires an urgent software upgrade, and she's going offline.
Yeah.
Lana's never been offline in any part of Too Hot to Handle to this point.
Akiva, what were you thinking during this part?
So do we think that she's like pretending not to be there and everyone's going to go buck wild tonight? And then like,
I mean, yeah, they should have said that.
Well, she had a confessional, yeah. Akiva.
Yeah.
She said it was a test. Lana would never really malfunction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Akiva, but we could relate to this because I feel like that we've had this with the Renap bot before.
That the Renap bot goes offline.
Like going haywire. It's like going haywire.
Sometimes the Renap bot has some out of pocket things to say. And I think that does the Renap bot work where they like load in audio from like the dialogue from Renap? Because if so, this podcast is going to directly affect Renap.
Yeah, it'll start talking about its yoni and everyone's going to be horrified. I wrote a couple things down from the episode that I want.
Please.
So the narrator says they just shared a bed tonight together tonight. Something tells me, though, that sleep won't be on the menu. What kind of analogy is that? Like, there's no menus in bed. Like, why is sleep on a menu?
Maybe it's like a room service menu.
It's possible. They didn't say that.
Sometimes you get to a hotel, the room service menu's on the bed.
Mm-hmm. Was it Brianna who said, my game plan tonight is to be super cute? I think that's a good motto. Mm-hmm. We should.
Yeah, that's probably her. And she did look super cute.
Super like that, fit.
She was wearing. Yeah, very. She's a right fit bird. But yeah, she was in that white matching set, and she looked super cute, like very adorable.
Mm-hmm.
And why do we see everyone's mic pack the whole time? How come this show can't hide mics? Everyone's just like walking around in their bikini and a giant microphone. You don't see that on other shows.
You do on Love Island.
Mm-hmm.
They walk around in bikinis with it just strapped.
There should
their
be
middle.
Like a very small mic. It should not be like you're walking around with a 5-pound mic.
It should be like the one they do for like Broadway shows where like the that Hamilton girl on TikTok has it like in her mm-hmm. hair at the front. Yeah.
Singles Inferno didn't have this problem.
Singles no. Inferno, I think, was like a classier project, Rob. Like I don't think it's fair to compare the two.
Yeah.
When the Yoni workshop, when the ladies like, mm-hmm. see, we're all giggling. It's so funny for women. Like women are expected to do this and be like, imagine if guys were just like, cause they're just talking to their, like,
yeah,
their genitals.
Should we put like, that on the wheel?
Yeah. That. We'd be joking just as much. What are you talking about? You think of the patriarchy?
I gotta tell you, I think my mm-hmm. natural inclination is to believe that men are talking to their, equipment anyways. Mm-hmm.
But
I just think
not in a group setting.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If a man's talking, he's like, please, like this, they're not usually
begging.
They're not
usually, yeah.
They're not usually talking to tonight.
You don't like amp it up? You could be like, yeah, tonight's gonna be the best night ever. It's mm-hmm. gonna work perfectly.
I think she's making an assumption there. I don't think so.
I don't really remember the specific context of that exact quote to like break it down.
They're all giggling. She's like, see, women, we're not expecting.
Yeah, oh, this is funny to you?
Like,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I think that a big part of the Yoni exercise, and mm-hmm. First and foremost, we said this before and I'll say it again, like, just because you have a Yoni does not mean you're a woman and, mm-hmm. and vice versa.
Right.
But I think that people with Yonis are often made to feel bad about how that looks, smells, is, and to feel very insecure about mm-hmm. it. And so I think that it is not a typical thing that women have an experience where they're told to like be feeling good about
mm-hmm.
what they've
fair
got.
Enough, fair yeah.
So I do think that there's probably a little bit of merit to what our workshop coach, Sean Boudram, had to
and
say.
And what do you think she got paid to come out to?
Same woman every time too, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think they. I mean, that it's these seasons were filmed like back to back, so that I don't think they sent the Yoni coach home and then had her come back.
Yes, has there ever been a returning player?
No, not yet.
Is there going to be all stars soon? You think?
No, probably not.
I mean, Rob Wordy gets mad when they pretend to be shocked that they're on Too Hot to Handle slash are shocked to be on Too Hot to Handle.
Oh, what do they get told that they're on?
Yeah,
so they were told that they were on a show called Pleasure Island and then had a booty drop, which was Lana.
And then Akiva, then the air freshener pops out and they see like, what? We're on Too Hot to Handle. Like it's Too Hot to Handle is so instantly iconic that all these Instagram influencers know it immediately that they are where they are.
And Rob just won't accept that they have the reveal. They stop for a second, tell everyone what it is, and then start filming again.
They act like they instantly know, like, wait, yeah. I'm being too hot to handle right now.
Yeah, they're like, where's my lawyer? Mm-hmm. Why didn't sign off on this?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's not. They were told it was Pleasure Island. And we did get one tweet explaining to us that Pleasure Island, obviously a play on Treasure Island, thus the pirate theme with the booty drops.
Did somebody not know that?
We didn't say it on the podcast.
But just because we don't say every single thing doesn't mean we don't know it.
I'll admit that I'm stupid. I didn't put it together. I'm really bad at rhyming puns. Like there was also a
like
joke
pirate
on BoJack
booty.
That I didn't get either. Like,
mm-hmm.
We got that it was pirate themed. I just didn't put together the Pleasure Island was Treasure Island. And you know what? Yeah, I'm not stupid, but I am dumb. And I've told you all that several times.
Maybe
so
you watch too many Hot Dummies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, you think I'm becoming one?
Yeah, you become who you hang out with. And these are the people you surround yourself with.
Yeah, that's what they say.
With.
Take a look at the five people that you spend the most time with, and that's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
And your five people are like, you know, all a bunch of Netflix reality shows.
Yeah.
I think that my five people are actually a bunch of podcasters.
Yeah. Look at your other podcast co-hosts. And then the average of that is you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Honestly, if I'm the average of Scally, Mary, Lindsay, and Maggie, I'll take it.
Take it. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's season 3, episode 7 of Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah. Well, can we just talk a little bit more about the broken Lana situation? Okay.
Of course we can.
Lana says like, I'm going offline. And everybody's like, what's this? Is this time for an orgy?
How's Olga said that?
Yeah.
Is that the only thing preventing an orgy the whole time was the threat of losing a combined $50,000?
Yeah, they're down to $46,000. Just go for it at this point.
Go for it at this point. $4,000 to have one night of fun.
Listen, the thing is how everything else, like every infraction works, is you tend to just lose the money for like the furthest you go. Like, if you have like kisses and other, you know, you hit other bases on the way to the home run, you just get charged for the home run, right? So I don't know how they would do the math on an orgy. Like,
they couldn't.
It would be impossible.
It's too big to fail.
I think they would just take all the money. I mean,
do you think there's one person here who could do the math for them and sort of explains how it works?
No, they couldn't.
Like,
they couldn't.
Here on the show or here on this podcast? The answer the to show. Both is no, but I don't know.
Yeah. Boy.
Yeah.
And you know what? Netflix, if they were smart with this show, that they let them have the orgy. Be a huge story.
Netflix is really
be worth $46,000. And they don't have to pay them anything.
It's true. They should be trying to get their money down to zero. That's not why people watch the show.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and that is the problem with like end game of Too Hot to Handle is it tends to get a little bit boring because people have actually started taking the experiment seriously.
I think there should be a survivor element. I think they should vote somebody out every week after the first like 2 episodes.
No, but then they would just vote out the people that are entertaining. It would be the worst.
Right.
Like production can vote people out.
Yeah, that's like the most boring person gets voted out every week.
The twist should be that the person that lost the most money gets to keep that money.
Oh, that's like a home run derby.
Like at the end of it, they don't tell you, but then at the end, it's like Nathan and Holly are making $113,000, and the rest of you are sharing.
Yeah, that would be a great twist. Like it is, but also like, what if this show was the opposite in that you got. You got money for doing stuff. How would that work?
Okay, so what if it was a show for people that are not super experienced in the sexual arena?
Okay.
And it's like, this is boot camp. This is where you go to hone your skills and really learn what you're doing, and you earn money.
Earn money.
That was a very different show at this point.
Okay, so the same. Yeah. We have like five first-timer men and women are here. Okay.
And they don't want to be anymore.
And they don't want to be anymore, but they're also getting money. How about this? Okay. There's 9 virgins and 1 not virgin.
Ah.
Adding in the Joe Millionaire of it all.
And then at the end, if they pick the person who was the virgin, they win. If they don't.
What's the problem is by the end of the show, the non-virgin, the virgin may be. Like everyone might have so much experience that it'll be hard.
Yeah. Okay. So what if you get money for every act. It's at the end. There's some sort of vote, and whoever has learned the most wins a prize.
Some skills competition.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like 3-point shootout, slam dunk contest, that sort of thing.
Yeah. That kind of thing. Exactly. Okay.
I do think Too Hot to Handle needs to shake it up somehow for season 4.
I think there needs to be a second twist on the show besides just the money.
Yeah, I do like that season 3 hasn't told them every time they're being tested. Like every other season, it's like, if you pass this test, you will get $40,000 back. And so people are like, okay, I will pass the test. But on this season, they bet on Nathan and Holly without telling them. So they didn't know that they were going to lose like $50,000. And this Lana test, they don't necessarily know it's a test. So I do think that is like a little bit of a fun wrinkle. But yeah, I think they need to add something additional for season 4 for sure. Hey, it could be All-Stars.
Maybe All-Stars. Bring it back.
I mean, I don't know how you'd really build a cast of All-Stars. Like, the people that are on the show are very forgettable. But yeah, do you guys have anything else about season 3, episode 7?
No, but I would watch the rest of the show. But I agree. There needs to be like one more twist. There needs to be one more. Like, the only thing you could be invested in is the characters, because who cares if they each split 12 grand or not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the problem is, Akiva, that you would find much more enjoyment watching the first 7 episodes than you will watching the last 3.
I think that's probably true.
It gets slow at the end.
A lot of reality shows are like that. There's fewer people left a lot of times on shows. Yeah. And like, it's you know, you want to watch night one live feeds, not when there's nobody left in the house. That sort of thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
For all the perverts out there.
The final 3 live feeds, boring as hell.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't wait to watch the last 3 episodes so I could listen to the Too Hot to Handle finale recap.
Who's coming on?
Yes. So I will be recapping the last 3 episodes. We're going to record on Saturday morning due to scheduling concerns, but it's going to be myself with Jenny Autumn, Lavina, and Puya.
Wow.
So it should
be a
really fun time. The Too Hot to Handle podcast is where Puya coined the term falafel boy and full penne. So
full penne.
Full penne. How do you go full penne?
For penetration. Okay. So you never know what Puya's gonna cook up on a Too Hot to Handle podcast. So I'm excited for the panel. I think it's gonna be a lot of fun. Rob is broken right now.
Yeah, I didn't know full penne. And make sure it's al dente.
Okay, perfect. But yes, we will be back.
Or then you're gonna have to have a conversation, right, Akiva?
Oh man, I'm gonna have to like
maybe don't put any of our names on this podcast.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking also.
Yeah.
Same thought.
But yes, we'll be back for that panel to finish the season. Thank you both of you for talking to me about season 3. Episode.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us on the Hot Dummies on Islands podcast.
Yes. Would you guys like to provide some plugs for the Hot Dummies on Islands feed in case people don't know where to find you?
Oh, you could listen to us every week on Robin Akiva Anita podcast. And if you're listening to this podcast and want to hear more of us, we are going to continue this conversation in the mailbag on Robin Akiva Anita podcast.
Hell yeah. And Akiva, you also have like what, 3 more podcasts?
Yeah, we got NGOG happening. We got 32 fans. But if you turn into the rest of this, if you don't know Robin Akiva Anita podcast, now you do. Come, Kirsten, you're joining us for the rest of this episode also, right?
I don't think I can today.
Oh my, look at you. You give her own podcast feed and she big times us immediately.
Wow.
Oh my god, this is my 11th time on Renap and it is the first time ever.
This is like when Olga told Steven, I should go be on other podcasts and you should also have other guests on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
It's 6 o'clock where you are. What's going on?
Yeah, I have to go stream on my Twitch channel, and then I also have a life, Akiva.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stream on your Twitch channel and have a life. You have to choose.
I can and I do, okay? So speaking of, if people wanted to go follow me, you can follow me on every platform at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. Please, please, please leave a 5-star review on our Hot Dummies on Islands podcast feed. It's the best way to help people find the feed is by reviews and subscribing. That's robheswebsite.com/hotdummies. I will see you on the weekend for the final panel. So until next time.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Drops or take a seat and grin. It's Rob and Uncle Keevy on a weekly thing as to take the listeners' ideas in. Take the plunge, grab the wheel and spin. What will come up next? Well, I heard that the show The Love Offer would be Goldberg. You can tell Pete Davidson and MGK. They could beat up Kyle Chandler any day. Yeah, Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Rob and Akiva need a podcast. It's Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
If you're just joining us, no, it is not Too Hot to Handle UK. That's the mailbag song to kick off the second half of Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. Akiva, we just got done talking about season 3, episode 7 of Too Hot to Handle.
Yep, really venturing into a world that maybe, at least I'm slightly unfamiliar with, but I think that was very fun.
Yeah.
I think, you know, there's something to those trashy shows.
Okay. Thanks again for Kirsten for having us on the Hot Dummies on Islands podcast. Akiva, the Renap subreddit had a poll this week. We're recording this on Wednesday night, so there may be more answers at the time you are listening to the mailbag. The Renap mailbag song. At this time, 192 people voted. It slaps or take a seat and cringe.
I didn't see this.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to get to the votes and what do you think? What do you predict? Okay. Out of 192 votes, how many people do you think said it slaps?
I'm going to say 108 said it slaps.
Higher, 145.
Oh, okay. So people like it.
The Renap audience, about 75% approval rating. I mean, based on the comments that we hear, I would have thought I was polling at like 10%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
I'm a little surprised.
Yeah. Good job. The Renap mailbag song. Akiva, so I mentioned we were recording this on a Wednesday night this week, the one night we could get together this week to record. And so they just announced the cast of Celebrity Big Brother.
Okay.
Celebrity Big Brother 3, which we will have extensive coverage on here on Rob's podcast. But one of the people is going to be on this cast was mentioned one time before. Todd Bridges is in the cast.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Love that guy.
Yes. Do you know what his famous connection to Renap is?
Yeah, he's a Different Strokes guy. Age game on Todd Bridges, you know how old he is?
Todd, I mean, he was what, like 20 in 19, so like 79, so probably like maybe 18 or 19. So what was that? Like 40 years ago. I'm going to guess he's 61.
56.
56. Okay. I was a little over. All right. So. There we go. That's Celebrity Big Brother 3. Lots of cover. Be talking about these people a lot coming up here in February. Akiva.
Yeah.
We had our fun podcast last time. We didn't really talk a lot about How I Met Your Father. Boy, people were upset with our takes on How I Met Your Father. People that we heard from a lot of the How I Met Your Father stands that we blew it.
I didn't see a ton of bad feedback, but I do know that the people who like that show, they like it a lot. It's not like a cult show, but it definitely has its fans. It was very popular.
Yeah.
And we are not diehard fans of the show, which we made clear.
Yeah. I feel that I heard a lot of people say it was a very funny episode. They enjoyed Jason and that we were funny, but they did not like that we were not high enough like on takes. How I Met Your Father.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I think it's like a fine show. You could watch it. It's not the worst thing you'll ever see, but again, let's see if it gets a season two first before we crown it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So people were loving How I Met Your Father, the show, not necessarily our podcast. Okay. Akiva, where do you want to start this week?
I got a lot of mailbag questions for us. We'll see how many we could get to in this mailbag, but I want to start with a public service announcement.
Oh, PSA.
Yeah, PSA. Is that what PSA stands for?
You know what PSA stands for.
I know, I'm teasing. A couple weeks ago, we spun the wheel, but one thing that I normally do, or sometimes do, but I did not do, was like make sure that the people on the wheel were sort of available that week. So we had the human lie detector, and we couldn't get all the pieces of the panel together. We gave it a week, but we realized it's not going to happen right now, so that wheel spin, can pretend it never happened. It's null and void.
Okay, so we're going to put that episode on hold. When we can get back on track with LaTanya, we will put that episode back into circulation. But for now, we're just going to take it off the wheel.
Yeah, we're going to take that off the wheel for now temporarily, and we are going to spin the wheel at the end of this episode for next week.
So we
episode.
Will have a wheel spin. This will be in place of the Twitter Spaces mailbag wheel spin from two weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we took a couple week hiatus, not hiatus, we took a detour.
Yeah.
No, a detour into various, you know, random shows, and now we're
talking about what's on TV for people.
And then next week we'll probably do that also, but with a wheel spin.
That's right. All right. So we will have a wheel spin here. So if you were just like, we're like, oh, what is this? Too hot to handle. Do I care about this? Maybe I'm not even going to listen. Oh, well, don't go anywhere because we got a wheel spin coming up too.
That's right. That's right.
Jam-packed episode of Robin Akiva Need a Podcast. Take a seat and grin, everybody. Mm-hmm. All right. Akiva, what do you have in store for us in the mailbag?
Okay. Well, I want to start with two old ideas that I like. Oh, I like these ideas. And then I realized that I hadn't scrolled down in the mail, in the spreadsheet from May until current day January. And I like two of them. So I'm going to read them. And we probably said no to them once. And if we say no again, fine. But maybe we'll like them better this time.
Okay.
One idea is from Emily in Iowa. And it's called Robin Akiva Mystery Skype. And the idea is Robin Akiva connect with random fans of the RAANAP universe that they know nothing about.
Yep.
Robin Akiva have to ask questions to figure out A, where the person is located, or B, what their job is.
I know you love this. Yeah.
Based up, you know, and we get, let's say, 20 questions or something. We have to figure out anything random about them. Could be what they do for a living. It could be how many children they have. Who cares? Just random, like basic facts about the person. Mystery Skype with Robin.
I don't think it's that exciting. Like, what's the point?
Nah, we're just bantering with people. But if you're not excited about it, I want you to be excited about it.
A lot of the British women on Too Hot to Handle are looking for guys that could do good banter.
Yes.
So maybe we have a shot with Olga after this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How's our banter game?
I actually think that we do have good banter. I think that the women are probably looking for more than just banter.
I thought they only wanted banter. I figured I had it made because I, you know, figured I'm like close to 5'7" and I could banter. And then people said, no, you're not that close. And that also, who cares about banter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that was one idea. The other one, this was very stupid then, but maybe it's funnier now. It's called Guess the Sound from Teresa. You play short clips of a sound and Robin Akiva guess what it is.
I'm not necessarily opposed to that.
Yeah, Teresa, if you're still out there, hit me up. We'll see if maybe we have idea or somebody else. Well, if we have sort of, obviously I can't be involved in the planning of it, but like, do you have ideas for sounds? Could you produce this?
Yeah, maybe. I feel like stuff like that, Akiva, is almost like, let's try it in a mailbag one week. Like if somebody wants to put together that game and then they can be on for the mailbag. And they're the guests of the mailbag, and they come in with a game or a bit. Like I would do that before I would say let's commit a whole episode to guess that sound.
Okay.
And if it's a hit, like it's almost like this is SNL, like Chris Kattan back in the day. It's like let's try the skit at like 12:55, and if it's a hit, then it's the cold open next time. It's before update.
Okay, perfect. No, I like it. speaking of more maybe big ticket items on potentially on the wheel, I spoke with KFC this week.
Karen from the big CA.
Cape Town.
Yeah.
Canada.
Yeah.
And we had had an idea that we had, I forget who pitched it, but that was in the works for a while, which was we would be speaking to a group of people, let's say a trio or four people, and we'd have to guess which people in that couple were dating and which people were strangers. And we liked this
idea.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, we did like this idea.
Mm-hmm. So I spoke to Karen, and her and Corey B have put this together.
What's the name of the episode?
Okay, so she suggested, she even made a whole form, I don't think we've shared it yet, that it's called Who's My Honey?
Who's My Honey? Oh,
but well, I don't think they're married to the name. We're welcome to punch up the name.
Because I was going to say, maybe for Too Hot to Handle, maybe the name of the show should be like Money or Honey?
Money or Honey.
Yeah. Who's My... Yeah,
we just made the show a bigger hit. So
Who's My Honey?
Yeah. Yeah. Who's My Boo?
Who's My Boo? Yeah.
Who's My Beau?
But
said the weird way.
Yeah,
exactly. Good callback. I think that... Yeah, but the idea we're happy with, and so if we don't know who you are and you want to be on this show, reach out to Karen from Canada at K-A-R-E Plane.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I believe that is on the wheel. I think we'll put it on the wheel for next week. I think that is good to go. There is a catch, though, for that episode.
Okay.
Because it involves so many people, I think the way she wants to do it is basically we'll pick a time to record it. Like, then, it won't be the next week. Like, if that comes up, then we'll spin the wheel again, and we will record that in the immediate future. And when that it gets recorded, it gets released. She thinks it's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
Because she has people.
Like, well, why don't we just, like, I would rather just, like, wheel jam it the week that, like, let us know when she wants to do it.
And okay,
then we'll wheel jam it that week.
All right, that's good.
I don't want to just, like, do a podcast. Because then we got to do two podcasts that week.
Well, we don't have to do two that week. Ultimately, it's like it's
even, there's going to be a week out where we're doing two episodes.
Well, but then there would be a week where we do zero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I feel like then, you know, the callbacks and everything, like, you know, I don't like doing an episode out of order that we're just going to sit on.
OK, fair enough. All right. So I'll take that note and I'll send it back to KFC. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited about the idea.
OK, yeah, I think it's a good one. Who's My Honey?
Who's My Honey? And again, if you have a punch-up name, nobody's offended if we have a different name for that.
Yeah, that'll be good.
By the way, this is funny. This is the most recent idea to come in, and it's basically exactly what was pitched in May. It's from Kelly H., and she says, "What's my job again?" Listeners give a brief bad description of their job. Robin and Kiva get to ask a couple questions and try and guess the person's job.
Mm-hmm.
So people are still pitching that 8 months later.
Okay. All right. Akiva, yeah. What else is coming?
This is from Noah. It's called Robin Akiva Go to Med School. He says, Robin Akiva watched a bizarre episode from one of the medical shows like House, Grey's Anatomy, The Resident, Good Doctor, Chicago Med.
Mm-hmm.
Then later on, you invite an actual doctor on the show and listeners send in their outrageous medical stories. The doctor will then explain to you guys how to treat each case.
Is it Dr. Jen?
On the show.
Mm. I think that we're getting a little convoluted of we watch an episode of a medical show and mm-hmm. then also
the doctor's coming on afterwards. Like, shouldn't he be on for the show first of all? Help us out.
It's a lot going on there in one episode.
Mm. Yeah. You're slapping a lot of things on that painting.
Yeah. So I'm not sure about that one. What is the doctor doing? The doctor is helping us diagnose medical things that we saw on television. Yeah,
other people are explaining their weird medical things and the doctor is giving them advice.
Mm-hmm. Maybe like, what about some sort of like TV doctor rankings?
Mm-hmm. TV doctor bracket. I don't know if
TV doctor else. Bracket.
Maybe doing the Doogie Howser episode, we could do TV doctor rankings.
Okay. Right?
If when we do Doogie Howser season 3, episode 7,
that's fine.
It's been on the wheel, been in the fishbowl for a bunch of years.
Yeah. What is the Doogie Howser reboot?
They haven't done it. Have they?
I think so. I think it's like a new.
Oh, they
Doogie.
Did do one.
Yeah.
All right, Doogie's a girl. And this is my pitch. I don't know what they're doing.
Okay, go ahead.
And then actual Doogie is like, is her dad.
Okay, so it's on Disney Plus, and it is coming up. I guess it came out this fall. Doogie Kamiloha, M.D., is about a 16-year-old young woman who lives in Hawaii as a doctor. Kind of, I mean, if it was a hit, we didn't hear about it.
I didn't even know it existed, so I'm guessing that's it. It's probably not a hit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't know if it really took off.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Maybe there's too many spinoffs, like too many of these reboots at this point.
Well, yeah. I kind of feel like that, you know, every single intellectual property is trying to just like reboot and, you know, try to do.
We tried it with the Seinfeld podcast. Didn't go so well.
Yeah.
To spin off her own intellectual property.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just try to come back. And it was like people were like, oh, like it's hard to watch them. They're too old now. It's like it's disturbing. And so ultimately we didn't do it.
Yeah, it was disturbing.
Thought about it.
This must be ladies' night because only women writing in this week. It's Kim. She says this episode is called Personality Switcheroo.
Okay.
So it's a regular episode. Let's say it's a season 3, episode 7. But we're playing a game in the background. Rob has like 15 pre-planned phrases. Well, that's every episode.
Mm-hmm.
15 pre-planned phrases that he thinks Akiva uses on the regular. And Akiva does the same. As they conduct the episode, two people who are playing the game, let's say Mike and Liana, they're listening it and they shout their name when they think they've identified one of the phrases we're using.
Yeah. So Mike and Liana did this with Jordan Kalish during the Survivor season.
Are you stealing an idea, Kim?
They're borrowing. Okay. And so just like on Survivor, they had like the secret phrases this season. Mike and Liana had to like slip like secret phrases into the podcast to be able to get one past the other person. And I mean, that's kind of what this is. I like the thought here, but I don't know if it works for a podcast episode.
No, I didn't know other. I liked it, but now that I found the other people that have done it, please let us know next time.
It's actually, I don't want to get it. You're stealing a Jordan Kalish idea.
I know. Jordan Kalish is very litigious. He will freaking sue our pants off if we try that. Well, Kim, next time you got to let us know. Hey, this is a fun idea, but it's already been done. I don't want to. We're going to get, you know, we're going to become the next Carlos Mencia. We're just ripping off everybody's podcasts. All right. This is from Goldie and TikTok Nicole.
Okay.
And it's called Rob and Akiva Get Humbled.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, are our wives going to appear on the podcast?
Well, we'll see. They say, we want to come on and be really, really mean to you for like an hour and a half. It would be fun for us, and it would appeal to your key demographic, which is Gen Zers and Canadian women. Those are our key demos. That's true. So they're just mean to us the whole time.
That's not really my thing.
I don't even think Nicole could be that mean to us.
Now, don't forget, she was the one that first coined that we were pushing 50. Yeah,
that's true. But she did it accidentally on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
what do you mean it was an accident?
That's true. I guess like she thought we were actually 50. Even worse. Are they mean girls? Like, is that what they want to do?
Yeah. I mean,
just mean to us.
Are we getting humbled or are we getting bullied?
That's a good question. Where's the line between humbled and if you're in school and you're like, hey, did you just, you know, stuff little Sammy in the locker? No, I was humbling him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You need to be humbled a little bit, principal.
Yeah.
So.
Boy, are we getting too big? Or like, are our heads gotten huge
think,
and we need to get brought back down to
that
earth?
Big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it would be a bad. It's not like we could turn the table. Like, all right, Goldie and TikTok Nicole. Like, now we're gonna humble you. We'll be canceled.
Yeah, well, maybe could we have like Goldie's sister on standby? Yeah, to humble Goldie back.
Oh yeah, yeah. She gets humbled every day by her sister. She gets called old. That's
yeah,
true.
And now it's like I guess it's just like paying it forward to us.
So should we invite them on, but then we turn the tables on them? us like.
Akiva, I'm torn on this idea. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily want to do it, but I do feel like the listeners probably want it.
They would like it, but I feel like we would come off looking bad, or like in the slight chance we end up like humbling them, then we still look
bad. Yeah, they look bad. Could they humble
could
us
we
in,
like
in,
find
in a mailbag?
Like a smaller humbling.
Yeah.
Like what if we like, and we should cut this, but what if we like get people from their lives? And we find out embarrassing stuff about them. Like we get like their parents or like, I don't know.
We're going to ambush them.
We're going to ambush them with facts about them. Like, well, I hear when you're like stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
you know.
I don't know. I think that maybe like a minor humbling might be okay in the mailbag.
Robert Akiva get minor humbling. I don't know. That's not a great name.
Like slightly humbled.
Slightly humbled. Robert Akiva are slightly humbled.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm more open to it in a mailbag.
Yeah, let's see what people think.
The humble bag.
I want to hear people's opinions.
Yeah.
Oh, a humble bag. That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe people come in, people send in that we can humble us.
Boy, it's in the mailbag. So that only we're only reading mailbag submissions that humble us.
Mm-hmm, that humble us that week. Like, humble us, please.
Or how about this? Mm-hmm. Maybe the mailbag submissions that week need to pump us up. And maybe we do like, okay, one that Goldie and TikTok Nicole get to humble us, and then we read a mailbag submission that has to pump us up.
Yeah, Robin Akiva saved my life. Like, I didn't know what to do, and they convinced me to go back to school. Now I'm a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And by the way, do you want to have me on? And watch
I'm a 16-year-old young woman from Hawaii. Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah,
is Doogie Howser from Hawaii? That's a good
twist. That's the new Doogie Howser.
Oh, in Hawaii. Yeah.
That's why she's named Doogie Kami Aloha.
Oh. This is from Will from America. He says, well, you guys forgot one of the bracket ideas for bracket season.
Yeah.
It's not on the list. So, Amanda, add this to the list. It's called Robin Akiva Need a New Catchphrase. We had discussed this, but it wasn't on that list. So there really are. We have it like 5.5 ideas there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only 4 weeks. I checked the March schedule. There's only going to be four brackets.
I like the idea of some sort of a mechanism to pick out what.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do.
Now, if we do 8, we could do a bracket, but I think that's a hat on a hat and a hat at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then can't do the bracket every week.
No, but it'll be like a three. You know how the bowling tournaments work? It would be like that by the end.
By the way, Akiva, I mean, we had a couple of non-canonical episodes, but people are clamoring for next episode is going to be episode 162. We're only 2 episodes away from your high bowling score game.
Yeah, I was planning on going bowling. We're supposed to be pretty careful about COVID, so that's what they say at work. Like, you should be careful about COVID. Like, normally, it's a free-for-all at this point, probably, for most people.
What do you mean, normally for, like, what, I'm like 2 years into a pandemic, you mean?
Yeah, whatever. You look at Florida, what's going on? It's chaos. It's free-for-all.
Okay.
Anyway, no, I'm kidding. But I think that... I think I will go bowling for week 164.
Okay.
I will do that.
And will you call into the podcast from the bowling alley?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think the podcast is always going live that I could just do that. It's not like a radio show. It's not like the Z Morning Zoo.
I mean,
Zoo.
I'm live.
Yeah, I'll call it.
That's
call
your
you.
Touchstone, the Z Morning Zoo?
I mean, that's a radio show that's live every morning. You know what? Can you name a second radio show? WFAN?
Yeah.
Like, there aren't a lot of radio shows left.
Carden and Roberts,
Who else is alive?
I think a lot of radio people are still alive.
I mean, most of them are dead. Like, Howard Stern, you can't really call him.
He's alive,
I guess he's alive. That's satellite radio.
Mm-hmm. Is satellite radio radio?
But what happened? I thought, like, wasn't Matty Fresh supposed to come bowling with me? What's that deal? I thought he was supposed to go bowling. If someone wants to... I think it would be very sad because I also like the way I'm working. I could only go bowling in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm just like bowling a bunch of games by myself in the alley in the morning, I think that's like I need a bowling buddy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And someone has to witness the high score.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they could be calling in and updating you on my bowling game while I'm just rolling strikes and spares.
That would be great.
I'm a big spares guy, to be honest. I'm not like I'll get like 8 the first time and then I'll knock them down.
Yeah. Well, you get the 7-10 split.
No, I can't get that. But I'm a big spare person. That's my.
Oh, so you pick up the spare.
I pick up the spares. I get a lot of 9s plus 1s, but then that it doesn't add up unless you really, you need to put a couple strikes in there if you want to pull into the 170s, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not good at strikes.
Okay. All right. Well, that would be.
Will you come to Connecticut to go bowling with me?
Probably not.
Look at this guy.
Yeah.
You're supposed to die for your art, Rob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Can't
but
go to Connecticut for it.
Yeah, I mean, even if there wasn't COVID, I don't think I'd fly to. Where am I flying into? Hartford? Where am I flying into New York and driving?
I think New York, you could probably come at night, take like an $80 Uber or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's doable.
Yeah.
Not that far from New York City.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Then hop right back on the plane. Nicole, hey, Nicole's like, where are you going today? I'm going bowling in Connecticut with Akiva. I'll be back tonight. Don't worry.
Me versus you, one bowling game. And then I'm going to get back on the plane. And then
winner, loser, pass the pay for
the airfare.
Rob's airfare and travel. Movers.
Yeah, and accommodations.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even have a second bed in this hotel. Although I'd offer you a night here, but they only gave me one this time for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look, it would be like a too hot to handle situation. It's true. Mm.
So
no funny business. No.
Head to toe. Okay. Rob and Akiva pick a side based on Jerry Seinfeld's short-lived but beloved. I'm adding that
marriage
in.
This ref? From Amira,
a marriage ref. This is from Amira. That we rule on petty grievances of couples, friends, and or rehab duos and determine Akiva, who's right.
I feel like we've tried to do this idea for like 4 years. Yeah,
we can never get more than one person.
Mm-hmm.
Amira, you find the people and call us. We'd be thrilled to do it.
We would love it. We'd put it on the wheel
people
in a heartbeat.
Don't want to tell us. I think people don't trust their marriage advice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because we never get... Yeah, nobody ever is like, hey, we want to do this. If we had one good case, I'd do it.
I mean...
Can't even get one.
Can I... Permission to speak freely?
Yeah.
I mean,
and this is granted for the rest of time. You don't even have to ask again.
Like, I know in my heart about so many things.
Yeah.
That I am right about in like disagreements with my wife.
What do you think your batting percentage is that you're like right versus
not,
her?
I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect, okay. But I'm like 75%.
Okay, that's pretty
good. And I know in my heart that I am correct, but she will like point to evidence of like I talked to this person and they said I'm 100% right, but I try to tell them, but they're just scared of you. They're not gonna tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so
you think everyone just lets her win because they're afraid of her.
They just tell her. Who's going to tell her that she's wrong?
Mm-hmm. Not you.
Not me. And, you know, I'm very patient. But nobody would ever take my side.
God forbid.
It would never happen. What are you going to do?
Do you think we'd be good at this?
I think so. Yeah, I think we'd be very fair.
I don't know. People don't seem to want our advice. It's their loss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I don't know. I would love to, like, I love to hear about other people's issues.
Yeah, of course. It makes me feel better.
Right. No question. Right. I feel so much better.
Obviously, right. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. Yeah, write in. We'll salvage this episode, but we need people to volunteer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every week, Akiva... We have to throw out like some meat that has expired from the refrigerator every week. There's some chicken, turkey, some meat in the refrigerator goes bad, and I will point out the fact like hey, just very friendly reminder, in 3 days, the chicken that you asked me to buy at the store is going to expire. Just a very, the friendliest reminder ever. Does not want a friendly reminder. And then, and then there's just no way to prevent this meat from going, bad and uncooked.
And then it just goes bad.
And it just goes bad. And then that's it. And then I'm not allowed to talk about that. I did say.
Yeah, but and
am
so
I, how am I wrong? How am I wrong on this one? How am I wrong?
Nobody's saying you're wrong.
Somebody is saying I'm handling this not right.
I can't imagine anybody would not be on your side in that situation.
Well, I know somebody that isn't.
Seems hard to believe, but I trust you. So maybe whoever is arguing with you, it could be anybody. Like maybe
how
that
do you
person
tell your spouse that a food item is going to perish? And then not have them get angry with you.
Do they believe that food items can perish?
Oh, yes. Yeah, because they're the one that throws them out eventually.
Oh, okay. Because I know there's people that think, like, food can never go bad. I've heard that.
No. Nope. So, I don't know. But this is... I'm just giving you a little peek into the...
This is a hypothetical.
Hypothetical. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, okay. We would love to hear stories.
Yeah, nobody knows more than us about this.
And we'll rule very fairly.
Yeah, no biases at all.
No, definitely not.
Keeping with the ladies theme, this is from Joy the Writer.
Yes.
And it's called Bracket Season Commercial Jingles.
Bracket she Season says, Commercial Let's Jingles.
Figure out the best commercial jingle in TV history just from my childhood. I can name Mentos, Pizza Bagels, and Folgers. It's very memorable jingles.
I think we tried to get this going last year. I feel like that we couldn't come up with that many.
Really?
I know Jingle Bracket.
I know it's come up, but I don't remember how it died.
Yeah, we call it Jingle All the Way, and I don't think we had 32 jingles.
Maybe we just didn't have enough volume. That's possible.
Because we said that, like, the TV theme song bracket, it's long. We have to listen to all the songs. What if we did jingles?
Mm-hmm. And maybe we forgot about it. Sometimes we just forget about things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, if you think we could fill out the field.
Yeah, I'm if somebody to wants it. To send me, like, here's 32 or here's 16 at least, like, mm-hmm. you guys could do it. I'm willing to consider it. Put it in the bracket. What would it be? Bracket what?
Well, I would also like to get ideas from the listeners about what should the bracket methodology selection be.
Bracket brazier.
Bracket brazier. Would like half of the ideas be in one cup and the other mm-hmm. half be in the other?
Like, 1 week you get a right and the next week you get a left.
I mean, we would need to, get like a large brazier.
Not with only six ideas. If we keep
adding. Yeah, but they'll fall out.
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Megan the Librarian, season 3, episode 7 of Melrose Place, she says.
Melrose Place.
Marcia Cross is on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a ridiculous show that'll be fun to discuss. There's a tie in the Seinfeld where Jerry won't admit that he watches Melrose Place.
Mm-hmm. Were you a Melrose guy?
No, I never saw it. Were you?
Not really. I used to watch 90210 at the time, but I never got into the Melrose Place, the MP.
That's what they called it.
Somebody must have called it that, right?
I think they call it, if you're in Parliament in England, they say, like, you're an MP.
MP. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Parliament.
Not a Doogie Howser MP.
Mm-mm, that's a different deal. That would be a good show. It's like a 12-year-old British kid who's in Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good show. Mm-hmm. Someone should pitch that in England or wherever you guys live.
All right. So I think that's probably not that exciting for me.
Mm-hmm. All right. Last idea. Sorry to end it on a guy, but I like this idea. This is from Jeff. Each of you reach out to someone in your life that you have lost touch with, e.g., a college roommate, a childhood neighbor, an ex-girlfriend, assuming one exists for Akiva.
Mm-hmm.
You invite them on the podcast, and we learn all about what Rob and Akiva were like in that time of their life. Share some stories. Maybe they're up to something interesting today, and hopefully there's some kind of reconnection to a lost contact.
See, I feel like you're more excited for this one than I am.
No, I'd be dreading it.
Okay.
I mean, I'd do it. I would do it if I had the right person. Like, maybe Akiva's childhood friend Andrew has, like, somebody in mind that, like, hey, this would be a good person to do it. You would have, I think, like, more people you've lost touch with.
I have lost touch with many, many people.
Yeah, I feel like I, you don't really
I barely had touch with people.
Right. But you don't have, like, a lot of high school friends still. Not that I have. I mean, I still have some.
You have your childhood course.
Andrew's from second grade. Yeah. Forget about high school. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
he came to, Andrew came to my sister's wedding. Mm-hmm. Chester came to my sister's wedding.
Sure.
No Robert Alley, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't think I got the invite.
You didn't really. I mean, nobody got invited, but I told I texted them to come. Listen, you won't even come bowling. You're going to come to this wedding, get all dressed up. Although maybe the wedding would come before bowling. I don't know.
I think I'd go bowling before I went to
I didn't think you were
a random
interested.
Family member's wedding of yours.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was good food.
Yeah. Okay.
You didn't have to stay the whole time. They just Chester brought his kid and they went to the Knick game after.
Okay.
Wasn't like a full night wedding.
All right.
Anyway, yeah, okay. Is there anybody, you don't even have to say their name now. Is there anybody you could think of, like, who would be interesting to touch base with them?
For like on a podcast or?
Yeah, on a podcast.
Not really.
I wonder what that person's up to.
Never really. Yeah. So, yeah. I was embroiled into like some high school drama recently.
Ooh.
Like apparently, like one of my teachers wrote a book about the high school. And then
was it nonfiction?
Nonfiction. Yeah.
Then let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Unless there was like multiple murders or like horrific crimes involved, who would read this book?
It was a book about being a teacher. That's the
so it wasn't just about the high school. There
were anecdotes about like different students over the years. And then
about Wantagh High School.
Yeah. Yeah. About teaching at the high school. And that he was like reaching out to me about like, hey, like, you should plug my book.
That's what we're up to in 2022. Teachers, you should be like, hey, you should change my grade to an A+.
Right. Well, this is a long time ago.
And, I know, but still, I would like the grade change.
Did you
remember this teacher?
Of course.
Did you like them?
Yeah, very much. Yeah.
What subject? English?
Was there a writer? English, yes. And mm-hmm. The journalism. Yeah. And so,
lost touch with them.
I mean, I don't really keep in contact with too many of my teachers from high school.
Okay, maybe. Yeah. Okay, fine. So then they reach out of nowhere after 20 whatever years.
Yes. We were having a nice back and forth. But then another classmate of mine from high school,
okay,
I don't really have a lot of contact with, was like, hey, like, we should interview this teacher on the podcast. A random person out of the blue. Mm-hmm. Invites themselves onto my podcast mm-hmm. to interview the teacher.
Because it's your and the person's podcast.
Right. Right. But then like chatting, like I realized like this person, this was not going to be like a friendly interview.
Oh, they hated the teacher.
This was going to be like an ambush.
Wow.
Because they were like unhappy about like that they told stories about the school and like wanted like.
Does the person have connection to the school?
Yeah,
were they just a big fan?
No. This person went. It was a high school classmate of mine.
But I'm saying they're not like a teacher at the school now. That they're right. Like, how dare you sully my school? Right.
But,
name.
But I guess there were stories of like people.
Did you read the book?
No, I didn't read the book. And I'm like, I don't like, I'm like, do you know what my podcast is? Do you know what I do? Like, what? Mm-hmm. Why do you bring this to me?
Mm-hmm. This guy gets cast on Celebrity Big Brother. Yeah.
And he was like trying to argue, no, this is reality. I'm like, well, what are we talking about? And he was like, ethics. Like, do you know what my thing is?
So, yeah, I mean, I guess really like everything falls under the rubric of reality and should be, you should cover ethics.
And so then, the conversation got left off at like, well, can you teach me how to podcast so I can go and do this? what is this?
What, that is wild.
I just feel just like ask me for like I guess I have to give audience to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Teach me how to podcast
so I can do an ambush on the teacher.
How did they even know that you were going to have the teacher on?
They contacted the teacher and said Rob Cesternino wants to interview you.
Oh, so they like were double dealing.
They were double dealing. They were, and the teacher didn't know.
Did you explain to the teacher?
No,
like,
this was it's very awkward. The teacher just thinks, "Whoa, what, boy, what an asshole!" It left me unread.
Yeah, that's
he started, like as like he's talking about interviewing me, and then didn't do
you
it.
Be like, listen, Mr. Smith, like I did you a favor here.
Yeah, yeah, I'm doing a solid. Preventing an ambush.
That's wild.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You want to talk about what's on the wheel?
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
Should we get the other person to come on with us?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Season 3, episode 7 is in the mix. Coin flip, the crappy movie diaper, guest choice. No guest right now. It's text Kirsten if she's not too busy streaming.
Text Kirsten. Yeah. Yes.
Maybe Sam Moore can just give us.
Maybe the K-Babes will tell us what to do.
Rob McKee read a kid's book, movie commentary, the Renap recap. Oh, are we really doing that?
If it comes up, you got a veto. It's almost February already.
Let's see. Rob McKee, our pickup artists. Okay. The 2022 mm-hmm. hot takeoff. Should that be wheel jammed at some point?
At some point, but I don't think it has to be.
Five spot. Rob McKee, our extra. Oops. All mailbag. And just like mm-hmm. that, boy, there's only a couple episodes left.
I think that's it. I think just like that's it.
Boy, if
that's off.
If that's done?
I think by the time we're done, it's done, yeah.
Are you sure?
I believe it will be done by the time we come back.
Okay. Listener's choice. I literally just told you. Well, that'll be exciting. Match game 2 and Millennials Boot Camp. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
A lot of stuff on the
list.
Plus we're adding Who's My Honey.
And then next week. Okay. All right, here we go. Next week's episode number 162, will be, the crappy movie diaper. Two spots for the crappy movie diaper here in 2022.
I'm up for that right now.
Okay. All right, Akiva, do you have access to the crappy movie diaper?
I do.
That'll be good with your schedule and everything.
I think that's the perfect type of thing to do. All right, there's 10 movies in the crappy movie diaper, okay?
10 movies in the crappy movie diaper.
Mac and Me.
Yeah.
Been There Forever.
Yep.
Cats.
Yep.
Theodore Rex. That's the whoopee cushion.
Yeah.
Weekend at Bernie's Dose.
Yep.
Chairman of the Board with the Carrot Top.
Okay.
Howard the Duck.
Yep.
I really don't want to watch that. Speed 2 Cruise Control.
Yeah.
That is on. I have HBO Go, like on the hotel thing.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be the easiest one to watch because that is on, I think, HBO Max or Go or Showtime or whatever one of the channels I have.
Sure.
Air Bud.
Yeah.
That should be in the good movie diaper. I thought that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Scooby-Doo. Why are we watching Scooby-Doo? I don't even want to watch
Scooby-Doo. The real movie. Yeah.
You want to watch that or you want to take it off?
I mean, it's let's leave it to the 1 in 10 chance. You have a veto.
Okay, fine. And Good Burger.
Oh, Good Burger would be exciting. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. So that's a good. Do you have a kid nearby? You could pick a number between 1 and 10.
Akiva, it is 9:50 p.m. We are in the same time zone.
I forgot you're on the East Coast.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
So, my kids have been long asleep.
Okay.
All right.
How about this? Can I tweet pick a number between 2 and 11?
I think we're in a little bit of a rush here to wrap this up. I got to talk about celebrity. You think
no one's going to respond?
Fine. Tweet. Feel free to tweet. Okay.
First person to respond, that's the winner. So for the drama, 2 is Mac and Me, 3 is Cats, all the way up to 11 is Good Burger.
Okay.
I don't like the chance of 2 or 11 being picked, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because who picks the number in the thing?
You said pick a number between 2 and 11?
Yes.
Okay.
Why? You don't like that?
Why not 1 to 10?
Well, because in the Excel, it's 2 to 11.
Okay.
Because one is like the title page. It says like movie IMDb.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Anybody respond yet?
Yeah, a lot of people respond. I don't know who responded first.
Well, doesn't your timeline put everything in order?
It does. Okay, so the first person to respond, well, it's like a tie. It's mm-hmm. a tie between two people, according to... But, okay. You're not going to believe it.
Yeah.
But we're watching Cats next week.
Oh, it happened.
It finally happened.
Were we supposed to do something also the week we watch Cats?
I forget what. Were we naming Cat?
The audience can remind us. Okay. All right. Here we go, baby. Finally. They said it would never happen.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's why COVID happened. When were we supposed to watch Cats?
You think it's God punishing us for not watching Cats? Is that what you're implying?
Okay. Yeah. When did the Cats movie come out? The answer is December 20th, 2019. Okay? We were supposed to watch it. We didn't watch it. We did this.
You think we could fix everything by watching Cats?
The only way to stop the pandemic was to watch Cats this whole time.
I didn't even realize. Holy cow. We blew it.
Okay. All right.
And by the way, everyone else said 7, which was Howard the Duck. So that was the
runner. Okay, well, maybe dodge a bullet. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Cats coming up next week on episode number 162 of Robin Akiva Need a Podcast. Uncle Kiwi, what do you have going on between now and then?
NGOG, we had producer Kelly come on this week. She compared me unfavorably to an NFL quarterback.
In fairness, unless people skip the first half of the episode, we did already have plugs in the...
Okay.
But you go on.
And we've got another one coming next week. 32 fans. We'll talk about football, Super Bowl coming up soon, and Two Hot to Handle podcast. Check that out.
Yeah. Also, I want to give our thoughts and prayers to Touchdown Tommy this week.
Mm-hmm. Probably many tables, people being thrown through many tables in Buffalo.
Do we have a lot of Bills fans? On 32 Fans, you and Chester did a census of sports fans.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of Bills fans.
A lot of Bills fans. That makes sense. Yeah. So what a night.
It was a lot of good football games, but really it shows you what's important in life, and that is football.
Yeah, certainly.
And also it's nice when your team isn't there. You never get your heart broken.
That's right. Okay. All right. So thank you so much for checking out this episode of this very experimental episode. Maybe this is a hit. If people want us to be on more podcasts, we'll do it. Fine. But your podcast is our podcast.
Mm-hmm. What about Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother, Season 3, Episode 7?
Celebrity Big Brother, Season 3, Episode 7. Yes, you want to be on the panel that night?
I think I'll be on the panel. If I don't have to watch the first 6, I'll be on the panel.
Yeah, I just think it's going to be kind of in the middle of your O word, no?
Yeah, that's it may not work time-wise.
Like, Joe Millionaire season 3 is...
What would Taryn say about recording at like 2:30 in the morning? We could record in the morning. I don't know, but yeah.
Maybe you could be on the live feed update that day.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody. A good one. Bye.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy or sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've gotten your fill. Every weekend, better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.